For South Africans who have not experienced upward mobility, this next story is a bigger concern to them than the legacy of Bill Cosby. In slums across South Africa, fires are a frequent worry. A single fire can sometimes displace thousands of people. So a group of young South African inventors came up with an early warning system that's already heading off serious blazes, and it all started with a classroom challenge. Sarah Birnbaum reports from Cape Town.
I arrived in Cape Town around Christmas time when the winds really start to pick up. The first time I turned on the radio, I heard about a township fire nearby that left thousands of people homeless in one night. I was shocked by the magnitude of the loss. But then every day, it seemed like there was another shack fire.
Many were asleep when the fire raged through the informal settlement.
Three people have died in two separate shack fires.
Another fire at KT section at Khayelitsha on the Cape Flats left nearly 100 people homeless. This brings to nine.
Patricia Kala lost her home and everything she had in a fire in Masafumelele Township in December. It was the third time that happened.
Yeah, this was the third time now.
Kala says when you're poor here, fire is a constant threat.
You always have the feeling, as we stay in these shacks, we always have the feeling that if the fire your house, you know your house can burn down. You always have the fear.
Millions of South Africans live in these kinds of neighborhoods. Shacks built of zinc, wood, plastic, and cardboard, one right up against the other. So fire spreads easily, especially with the winds and widespread use of candles and paraffin stoves. A couple of years ago, an electrical engineering professor at the University of Cape Town had enough. He asked his students to come up with a low-cost alarm system for shack dwellers. Francois Potusi took up the challenge.
For me, that was the reason I was an engineer. That was the reason I wanted to work in this field, was to do things that could benefit society and people in any way.
Most Americans have smoke alarms, but Potusi says you can't use them in a shack settlement because ceilings are low and people use open flames for cooking, heating, and lighting. So Potusi developed a small device that would sense a rapid rise in temperature over a short period of time.
So not, you know, cooking or anything like that, but like a drastic change, like the hundreds of degrees that can change in the event of a fire.
Potusi's alarm would have remained a school project if not for a terrible fire in 2013 in Cape Town's largest slum. The flames left 6,000 people homeless on New Year's Day.
There was actually one of my close friends, Emily Vining, who came to me in tears and was like, "We must deal with this challenge. You've started something. Let's take this forward and actually make this into something real that can actually affect people."
Potusi and his friend formed a company. They later called it Lumkani, which means beware in Xhosa. They started testing the alarm and realized the prototype only went so far.
This device, it actually needs to alert more than just the person living there, because it is a community-wide challenge. When one fire starts, it is the community's problem as much as it is yours. Okay, there we go.
So Potusi installed a chip inside the device that receives and transmits a radio signal, and it's wirelessly networked to all the other Lumkani devices in the area.
And basically that means that you can actually create a whole community-wide alert. That means that every single home who has a fire detector can know, there's a fire within my neighborhood.
There's also a central device that sends text messages to residents and GPS coordinates to the fire department. Today, Lumkani has 7,000 blue alarms in the field in Cape Town, Pretoria, and Johannesburg. And Potusi and his partners say they've already helped stop what could have been 9 major fires. Right now, Lumkani is funded by charitable donations, with consumers paying a small fee, about $1.30 per box. But they're looking for a more sustainable business model, and they're hoping to expand throughout South Africa and beyond. For now, Patricia Kala in Masafumelele has a Lumkani alarm in her current home. And she's cautiously optimistic that when the next fire hits, she'll be prepared.
If the alarm goes off, then we can save things and maybe we can save other houses also. Yeah, we're waiting to see.
For The World, Sarah Birnbaum, Cape Town, South Africa.
We have a video up on our Tumblr that explains how these devices work. You got to see it at pritheworld.tumblr.com. This is The World.